Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Let's do this. It's brought to you by Club Fitness to celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location. Join in October for 21-cent enrollment. During rehearsals for Dancing with the Stars, Cheryl Burke hit her head, but she danced last night anyway. And if you haven't watched it, spoiler alert, Monica Aldama from Cheer went home.
So. What's Cheer?
Oh, you haven't heard about Cheer?
No.
Yeah, you're going to have
to. Is it
look
the Cheers
it.
Prequel?
No. It is not.
Where everybody still has to learn your name.
So Nelly, still in the game, everybody?
Yes.
Good for him.
I know. This is so interesting.
His shoes last night, awesome. Did you see them?
Were they the gold ones?
No, Freddy Krueger ones.
Ooh. Oh, really? Wow.
Nice.
They were so cool.
There's this new, well, not so new phenomenon, but Billboard finally pointed it out, and it's kind of shattered the glass. The days when a single person could write a number one song, done. According to Billboard, in the 70s, just under half of the songs that reached number one on the Billboard chart were written by just one person.
And I thought you meant like someone not in a relationship when you said single person. Like, only, like you gotta have a significant other if you're gonna write a hit.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
This year, not one song written by a solo writer has reached number one. The last song to do it, Ed Sheeran's Perfect in December of 2017.
Whoa.
Wow. And
2017.
And in terms of female songwriters, the last song written by just one female songwriter to reach number one, Alicia Keys' Fallen in 2001.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, like, the singer-songwriter, yes, there are people who are singer-songwriters. I still think, but it's like a collaboration. I don't know why that makes me sad. But
so let's bring it full circle. What are the odds of Scare Me reaching number one? Tim, how many people wrote that song?
The odds of it reaching number one are poor.
No, come on.
Very, very poor.
But how many people wrote it?
Lance, that's a really great question. Four. No more than four. The maximum amount of people who wrote that song is four.
Scare me, scare me.
Yeah, as it would qualify for this, four.
Okay.
Okay.
Lyrics, was it all four members of your band Ludo?
Yeah, and then Andrew wrote all the lyrics.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Oh, you were heavy on the keys?
Well, we kind of wrote it. We were all in the room together and wrote the music.
Got it.
LudoRock.com for more.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande finally joining TikTok, promoting her latest single and album of the same name, Positions. Hugh Grant wants to do a sequel to Notting Hill. Ooh, don't get excited. Just to show how rom-coms are a huge lie. Ooh, I don't think anyone's going to let him do that.
I'll let him do whatever he wants.
Really?
Yeah. You think people don't want to know that rom-coms are a huge lie?
I think everybody knows rom-coms are a huge lie. They're just a form of escape, just like we don't have real superheroes who can fly through the sky with magic powers.
Right.
But you go see them anyway.
Yeah. Hugh Grant's like, and wait till I tell you about reality TV. We know.
It's not magic, Jen. It's science.
Oh, okay. And speaking of superheroes, there's a Chadwick Boseman signed Black Panther comic. It's the number one. It hits the auction block. They're thinking it could get 25,000. The opening bid, 8,000.
Wow.
So pool your money, you guys. Kevin, you can sell a couple G.I. Joes. Tim, he's got his Ludo money. And maybe you can get this Black Panther comic.
Wakanda forever.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:30 and more online at Y98.com. Lance Hildebrand has traffic after J.P. Sachs and Julia Michaels on The Wake Up on Y98.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Kazakhstan replies to Borat and the new film that's brought to you by The Schmig and Club Fitness. To celebrate the opening of our new Ellisville location, join in October for 21-cent enrollment. We'll get to Borat in a little bit, but tonight on TV, whoo, Tim is going to be busy. You have the World Series, The Bachelorette. It's about a roast. Margaret Cho's on there teaching the guys how to roast someone.
Love Margaret Cho.
And
I'm going to be flipping back and forth quite a bit.
And then will you flip over to the two-hour fifth season premiere of This Is Us?
No. I've never seen an episode of it.
Yeah, apparently they're dealing with COVID. Like, if you've seen the trailers, they all have masks on, and it looks like they are doing their quarantining at their family cabin.
All right.
Lots of Randall Kevin stuff.
I'll be watching those other two.
Quick story. I thought this was kind of cute. Questlove from The Roots. You know, great band. Also Jimmy Fallon's house band for The Tonight Show. He's trying to track down this woman named Ellie, who when he was 5 years old bought him a turntable and his first record, starting his record collection. It happened back in the 70s, and he's sharing the story. He wants to see if he can get in touch with her.
He should try to track down the kid that was holding a kick drum that he didn't hold the door for, even though he made direct eye contact with me. He should try to track him down so he can apologize.
I know. I figured the story would bug you, since it seems like a sweet Questlove story, and he wouldn't hold the door for you.
Just saying, it was
We'll move on. How about the latest song to hit 1 billion views on YouTube? It's the first solo artist from the 90s to join YouTube's Billion Views Club. And it is...
I don't know.
Kevin, I thought you had...
Oh, I have it. I was waiting. And it is...
Dramatic Effect.
And it is... Whitney Houston. She joins groups from the 90s. These are other videos that have had over a billion views on YouTube. Guns N' Roses, November Rain. Yeah, because that's like a movie. It's like, what, 11 minutes long or some craziness? Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Yes. And the Cranberries, Zombie.
Really?
Yeah.
People love that song.
Yeah.
And I like the Cranberries, but that song, I think it just, I just heard it too much, and then there's so many terrible covers of it.
I didn't even do it for you in Schmig last week, but Miley Cyrus just covered it, and I was like, no, not doing that. It was a lot. Kazakhstan. Not real thrilled about Borat when the first movie came out. They think it reflects poorly on the country. But now that the second Borat movie is out on Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime, it's free. They're using Borat's catchphrase for their tourism ads.
That's actually very nice.
Very nice. That's very nice.
Very nice.
Sacha Baron Cohen helped them out because he said his version of Kazakhstan has nothing to do with reality. One official behind this ad campaign said, listen, during COVID, tourism spending is way down. So it's not that our country was mentioned in the nicest way, but it's good to be out there.
We'll take what we can get is what they're trying to say.
He said he chose Kazakhstan because nobody knew about it. Nobody in the U.S. knew anything about Kazakhstan, so he could create this fake world. And Kazakhstan's a really beautiful country, the opposite of Borat's version. So, yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't just make up a place.
I think originally when that came out, I think a lot of people thought it was made up. And then it became, when you're watching the Olympics and you're like, wait a second, this is real.
Kevin didn't realize it until the Olympics.
No idea. Right. If it's not on a risk board, I can't help you.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online. You can get the 630 Schmig in podcast form at Y98.com and wherever you download your favorite podcasts. And Lance Hildebrand has a look at traffic up next.
Their Olympic uniforms, by the way, they've adopted the Borat singlet.
I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself.
Y98, it's The Wake Up with Jen and Tim and Lance and me, Kevin. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Famous people born today, October 27th. We'll start off with one of the original members of Monty Python's Flying Circus. And he did Fawlty Towers, and he's been in Silverado, and he's done a ton of other things like A Fish Called Wanda. How old is Mr. John Cleese?
How did he spend yourself against a man of believe it or not? Come on, man! Attack me!
Oh, man. So many great Cleese lines over the years.
78?
75.
82.
81.
Wow.
Staying on that side of the pond, how old is Ozzy Osbourne's daughter, Kelly Osbourne?
Hey, I'm like taking all my vitamins, juicing, and just trying to stay positive.
Juicing, okay.
Yeah, she's lost a ton of weight.
Remember she had a song? It was kind of good.
She did.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of Avril Lavigne. That's kind of good.
Well, and then she had that duet with her dad, too.
Really?
I don't think it was a big hit in America. It was a big hit in the UK.
She's 30.
30.
She's got to be older than 30. I think the Osbourne show is like 20 years old.
35.
34.
36.
Nah, I went the wrong way.
Wow.
She used to be married to Donald Trump and is the mother of Tiffany Trump. How old is Marla Maples?
And even though I love him, we don't always agree.
65.
Really? You think that old? 55.
61.
57.
Wow.
Okay, this guy is not only a father of a director, but a great director himself. He's directed films like Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, and Dave. How old is the father of Jason Reitman, Ivan Reitman?
I think I've been fortunate in sort of honing in on good conceptual ideas that turn out to be interesting movies.
I think he's 80. Maybe not. I maybe overshot that one.
70.
Seventy-four. All right.
And finally, he's the lead singer of Duran Duran. How old is Simon Le Bon?
My name is Rio and she dances on the sand. Just like that, river twisting through the dusty land.
Is he ready for AARP? Is he 65?
Oh, man, you can be AARP at 50.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yep. Has their recording career been 40 years now? It's got to be close to that.
Yeah, I was thinking Rio was like 83, 84, 85-ish.
63.
That band's been together for 42 years in some way, shape, or form. That's crazy to think about. Simon Le Bon is 63.
That's not what I said.
Tim said 63.
It's such a good answer. I liked it. I wanted to.
Yeah, we're going to double down on that one. Is it right yet?
It's very close.
Okay. All right, what did Jen say?
65.
64.
62.
Ah.
That makes him Social Security eligible if you were an American.
He's not. I have a friend who's writing a book on Duran Duran, and I was saying my favorite Duran Duran moment was when they were on House of Style. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And they went shopping with Cindy Crawford?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Huh.
They were, it was like the height of their powers, the height of her powers. It was just, it was, I did that House of Style documentary, and that's a big part of it. It was, just, it, I don't know. They were something, Duran Duran.
Here's Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right, westbound 270. There's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.